Hey guys, thanks for making it to Friday with me, spending a week in the Word in Psalm 119. We've got to my favorite part. It's a Friday. I hope it's your favorite part. This is for me the part that just hits home and I go, ah, this is why I love the Word of God. This is it right here. And it reads like this, Psalm 119, verse 105. Maybe the most famous verse in the entire 176 verses of the longest chapter in the Bible. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. Isn't that good? We're gonna come back to it. I have taken an oath and I've confirmed it that I am gonna follow your righteous laws. I have suffered much. Preserve my life, O Lord, according to your word. Accept, O Lord, the willing praise of my mouth. Teach me your laws. Though I constantly take my life in my hands, I will not forget your law. Oh God, I know. I've made an oath. I've confirmed it. I want to be a man or woman of God that lives by your word. I see the blessings of it. I see the joy that comes from it. I see the lack of shame and guilt that's going to come from it. I see the wisdom that comes from it. Everything that we unpacked this week. And yet the honesty, although I constantly take my life back into my hands, I constantly say, God, I'm following your path. I'm never getting off your path. Direct me. I've confirmed an oath to you, oh God. Oh, look at this path. God, I know I do that. I know I take my life in your hands. But God, once again, I'm signing a clause, a contract to you saying, this is it. Why? What seems to be so redundant is the key to understanding scripture. That verse 105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. Isn't that saying the same thing? Your word is a lamp to my feet. Go back in 1400 BC when this was written. Go back and understand the lack of light they had. You could carry a torch at night. That's about the only way you're going to get light somewhere, torch or a candle. So when you're out walking in the darkness, what do you need? I need a lamp. Where? My feet. Why? There's dangerous things to step on. I don't have sweet manicured grass. I don't have sidewalks back 1400 BC. It's sharp stones. It's gonna be snakes, serpents. It's gonna be scorpions that are out at night. Thistles, burrs. You're walking around in what, steel-toed boots? Nope, not invented yet. You know what I need? I need something to show me. What am I currently tripping over? What am I stumbling over? What are the things I'm gonna regret? What are the things I'm gonna step on that are gonna get under my skin and infected? What's going on here? I need something to show me. What am I currently dealing with? How to avoid it? How to protect myself, preserve myself. That's what this book has given me. Everything I'm currently stumbling with, it's tripping me up. Everything that currently in my life I'm going to regret at some. God, your word has just given me a lamp to my feet. You know what else it's done though? It's given me a light, not a lamp, a light to my path. Where am I going? Where am I going to end up? What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to be? Who am I supposed to impact? How many of us are filled with so much anxiety, fears, concerns about two things, either what we're currently in and going through or about where we're going? How are we gonna get there? How are we gonna provide for ourselves? It's my favorite part of Psalms 119. God, your word solves both and. It gives me everything I need for where I'm at today. And God, the promise and assurance of where I'm going. So even though at times I try to take my life back and go on a different path, God, keep me plugged in here. I've seen the beauty of your word. I've seen the way everything you've written is to protect and to provide for me. And God, your word gives me the answers to all that. Oh, may we be men and women that fall in love with the word of God. Again, in about 4 weeks, we're going to have a new app, a new way of looking at our daily. It won't be the daily dose anymore, but we'll still give you dailies in God's word in hopes that it comes alongside and helps all of us to be more men and women of the word for our singleness, for our marriage, for our family, for where we are in the midst of our brokenness right now, for everything we're struggling in every place we want to go. This is Friday. This is my last time with you guys on what we call the Daily Dose. It's been one heck of a run. I can't wait to see you on the other side of this in a month for something even better. It's been a privilege You're getting rid of me on the Daily Dose, but you're not getting rid of me. We're coming back with something that's just going to take us into being men and women in the Word because of everything we discovered this week. I'm going to do this right now. Zach, can you take your headphones off? Come here for a second. Heather, can you come here for a second? Behind the scenes, there's been two people that have been a part of this. Zach, get over here. Don't fix your hair. This guy has filmed every episode of The Daily Dose for all of our people. You don't see him in front of the camera because he makes us look better, sound better. He's a one-man show. This is all that's in the studio. Almost for every time we do a Daily Dose, it's just this guy and this guy alone whose fingerprints have been on thousands and thousands and thousands of lives that have been impacted by The Daily Dose. I love working with you. When we laugh in here, it's just he and I. Two dudes laughing. That's all we do. Heather, get in here. Heather has been so helpful, usually in the office next door, scheduling this stuff. Where are we going? What are we doing? Helping. I don't even know the teamwork in tandem is. I just know I walk in every day and Zach goes, here's what you're teaching. Here's the topic. Here's some verses. I look down, I read it, and we hit go. And somehow you setting it up and getting this organized, your skill set of capturing, it's a two-person show. This has been The Daily Dose. They're still going to be giving you 3 weeks of it. They'll be behind the scenes for what we're doing next. But if you ever see these faces out in public, buy them something special. They deserve it. Next week, some of your cast and favorites of Still the Daily Dose, you'll see me in 4 weeks with something bigger and better in the Word of God. Love you guys.